I guess the fifth time is a charm. And by saying that, I am also saying that I have started and restarted this podcast about 5 times now, this being the fifth. So, here we go. Welcome. It's your boy Demon Water, also known as Leo. What's up? How are you? Like, how are y'all feeling? I don't know what I want to talk about, but I do know that I want to ramble. Because just as a, what's the word I'm looking for? An opening or an introduction to who I am and how I speak about things. So, my name is Leo. I read tarot cards. I know a little bit about astrology. I also have Mercury in Sagittarius conjunct my Pluto in Sagittarius. And for all of you who do not know what that means, I like to ramble. I like to jump from subject to subject. The dots will not connect unless you can see through the veil. All of those things, all the spiritual things to confuse you. But regardless of all that, welcome to Earth 2. We're here, baby. So this last year, since the first eclipse in August of 2017, has been really fucking weird, right? Ever since that day, more so since the Pisces full moon of last year, things have been kind of like, you know, complete 180 on some shit for real. Nothing is making sense anymore. Like, America is still American. I don't even know if that's a word, but I just made it. People are still being whatever they shall be, doing whatever they shall do. And then you have the rest of us who are actually the sane ones trying to fix this shit. Sane. You'll learn very quickly that I have a habit of making fun of sane people because I do not consider myself to be one. Shout out to the Looney Crew. Lunatics for life in this bitch. We out here. Yeah. I don't really subscribe to the whole having to do things a certain way, even though I am still human. I still have my fears and my doubts and my anxieties, etc., etc., etc. There's a lot of shit you can just push past and stop worrying about it. And I think that's been, like, my issue lately. As you can see, I started this podcast over 5 fucking times. I even recorded a whole episode. And it's probably just going to sit in my archives because I don't like it. Yeah, I don't know, man. Virgo season, the last 12 months or so have been fucking wild. How did y'all hold up with those goddamn retrogrades? Because sistren, listen. That was some shit. Okay. Let me rewind because I'm going off topic as if there was one. Earth 2. We're out of the portal. We here. Everything looks the same. The food tastes the same. The air smells the same. Trump is still the shade of a Cheeto. But there's something different. Something changed. Something's off. And it would only make sense that this balancing act would begin to really take place on the first day of Libra season. Happy birthday to all my fucking Libras out there. Represent, scales, represent. But yeah, I don't know how to really explain Earth 2. I was trying to think of maybe a TV show or something I watched where everything looks and sounds and tastes and smell the same, but you know something is different. Something shifted. Something's off. What is it? We don't fucking know. But will we find out? Probably. And the one way that I've been able to make sense of all of this in my own illogical way is through my new roommate / best friend / person who I've probably known in multiple lifetimes. Lady Tsunami. Lady Sue. It's my bitch. Represent. Shout out. If you were to try to describe our relationship, you could definitely put it under the category of twin flame, but not in a romantic sense. Because me growing up under the influence of Disney and America's tendency to push both romance and sexuality onto small children. That is a podcast for another day that's actually coming up pretty soon. Called the Hades and Persephone Concept, America and Pedophilia. We're going to talk about it. I already got some guest speakers. I got an article in the works. I think y'all going to love it. But growing up, I always felt as though there was one person for me. I always thought that I would be walking down the street one day or riding my bike or happen to waltz my way into some little mom and pop ass bakery and meet the love of my life one day. And that person would be the only person for me. And then I had my awakening where I went through a whole bunch of shit. Just a disclaimer for anybody who thinks spirituality is anything like love and light and all that sweet shit. Nah, bruh. If you fucking with me, if you found your way to me, you gonna learn one way or another that spirituality and the occult and all of the things that you cannot see, the realm of the unseen, is nothing sweet. It definitely can be, but you need to understand the risks that come with it. Awakening does not happen as smoothly as you may believe it to be. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that for sure because I haven't talked to everybody who's been through an awakening. But from the majority of the info that I've collected, everybody went through some type of traumatic experience to get to where they are now. For me, I got outed on my birthday at my house in front of the whole ninth grade class. Y'all thought I was gonna get morbid with this shit. Nah, it was a lot, but it was definitely a lot to deal with. But now I'm here, I'm better, I've healed. I can reflect on it and see where I played a part. But yeah, see, this is where I have to stop myself because I can feel myself going down the rabbit hole. Come on, Alice. But back to my other half about this whole twin flame thing with my roommate slash best friend slash person I've probably been with in multiple lifetimes, Lady Sue. I don't know. It's weird, bro. Like, she's probably annoyed at this point with me constantly saying this, but I used to have a best friend back in... Well, there was this girl that I've known since I was 3. Our parents were best friends. We happened to find each other in high school. We became best friends and all of that. Me and her fell out of contact. We're not friends anymore. We don't really talk to each other. We don't ever see each other. None of that. Not really any bad blood there, but it happened. It ends. Whatever. So Lady Sue came in. And this is where my mind began to, it's the process of where something solid goes straight to liquid state, but it's like melting, like my brain began to melt. Is that the word I was looking for? You will also come to understand that there are very simple things that I will not understand because I always think too much. But anyway, she is literally the older version of my first best friend. And I don't mean, oh, well, they have similar traits or they look the same or some other dumb shit like that. No, this bitch is literally the same. It's just like she's older now and I'm still here in this perpetual state of youth, which trust me, I ain't complaining about sis. But it's been fucking weird because literally everything in her life is the same as my first best friend's. Like, down to the siblings that I'm not going to get into because that's her business. But I just want y'all to understand like how much this has been fucking with me. Like, I don't sound like it, but understand I have been in a constant state of mind fuck for the last literally, I want to say month and a half, almost a month. Yeah, almost a month, I would say. But I guess that's the nature of Earth too, right? I mean, what are you gonna do? And I've been trying to like talk about it on Twitter, like every now and then drop a tweet that's like, okay, everything feels the same. And then people will like it and maybe somebody will comment on it. But I don't really feel like everybody is understanding it
in the capacity that I am, either that or I'm the only one experiencing this. I don't know, but I wanted to talk about it. Like, because it's just, it's fucking with me. But I digress. I digress. Welcome to Earth 2, where everything looks, smells, and tastes the same, but it feels different. Something's changing. We're getting ready to go through a lot of different shifts as my fellow annoying ass peers like to say, I must give in. This is a huge fucking shift. God, just saying that word makes me want to gag. It's like, it's gotten to the point now where you don't even want to be associated with what people would consider the spiritual community or quote unquote spiritual Twitter. But all in all, I hope that Earth 2 will treat you well. I hope that your mind is being fucked on a daily basis, that you are getting all the brain orgasms that you need, sister. But I feel like James Charles, but like better. Anywho, so I can finally close this shit out. That was the first podcast, or technically the fifth, but for you all, it was the first podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Come back for more, because there will be. No, there will not be a set schedule. It'll kind of just happen as I realize things and feel like I need to share them. I do have a website. Well, I'm a contributor on a website, and I have my own page. You can look me up at Cosmic Kaos, KOSMICKAOS.com/DMNWTR, and you'll find me there. I have an article up, Dante's Inferno Part 1. You can go check that out. And yeah, go check out Cosmic Kaos. Follow me on Twitter. Like, share, retweet. Whatever it is you kids do nowadays, but yeah, I think that's about it. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll catch you on the flip.